B-Pod Studios.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We are Toucher and Rich, and Rich, what do we got coming up? We are giving the people so much entertainment for free.
Yep, this is, of course, our gift to you, the people who are obviously going through so much over these past several weeks being quarantined, so we thought, why not bring out the best of the yucks in our sports hub bracket that isn't a bracket?
You know what they might call it, Rich?
What's that?
The big guns.
The big guns. We're busting out the big guns. There's no question. No question. The cannons. Mm-hmm. The big guns. Yeah. The cannons. All different terms that AC/DC has used at some point.
We're bringing out the Jessica Kings.
That's right. We're bringing those suckers out. That's right. So we talked yesterday about an article that Chad Finn wrote that it was kind of interesting. He was basically trying to figure out what was the least likable single team in Boston sports, and I know that we all kind of went around and you know, some people were saying it was the Bobby Valentine era, and I thought the Bobby Valentine era of the or year
was
rather
fantastic.
Was great because of the comedy of it, because it was so ridiculous.
He was, again, real quick, I know we got to get to a replay, but again, it showed how stupid baseball writers can be, that they were like, they were lamenting on how wonderful he was and how original he was and how great this spring training was, and I am an idiot. But I went, if this guy was my varsity baseball coach in high school, I would think he was a clown.
Yes.
Like standing next to Iglesias at shortstop, like showing him how to field. And I'm like, this guy's one of the best defensive shortstops of all time. Okay, yeah, you show him, Bobby. You go.
So we go to the end of that season for this clip, and in which I went to one of the press conferences for Bobby Valentine, and we ended up meeting somebody in the media who didn't like me very much at all for being
there. They didn't like us, so you thought we were yahoos.
Yeah, that's right. Let's get to the tape.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. We played again the clip of Rich at the Bobby Valentine press conference, and some people in the lodge, the local media, were like, tisk, tisk. The shock jocks are at it again.
People were coming up to us and telling us all these things we got to watch out for. All these, I mean, it was really like, I thought about it yesterday, Fred. Who did I meet when I got married?
But there was the Pope.
The Pope. I'm not joking about this. We have a family member who's a priest, and when I got married, I was going on our honeymoon to Rome, and our priest hooked it up, so we got to actually have the priest, or the Pope, bless my wife and my marriage. So we actually, Pope John Paul, before he died, we walked up to the Pope, and he touched our heads and blessed us. All right, picture's there. I had less instruction as to what to do when I met the Pope than what to look out for when I went to Fenway Park and interviewed Bobby Valentine. They told me one thing, and that was, okay, when you walk up there, don't bend over because he's frail and you might fall into him. Just kneel. That was it. That was all it was. Well, but we had Shaughnessy and everyone in here telling us all this crazy stuff.
All right, so you heard all that yesterday. Now, in fairness, I had two local guys text me and say how much they enjoyed the bit, and I had one national guy tweet me and say how much he enjoyed
writers,
the bit.
Writers,
sports writers.
Yeah.
And Rich, you had some people.
I had some other local people, and then they're all, I mean, these are all people that, you know, we joke about being members of the Lodge, but they enjoyed it. And to be honest, there were only really two different people that I got a reaction from that was extremely negative.
I've read myself being called a dink, a buffoon.
Right.
And then, but this is what Rich sent to me last night, and this is a station in New Hampshire. Now, they used audio of me ranting yesterday.
Yeah.
And this guy's name is Matt Perot.
Yeah, Matt Perot is his name.
And he is on a New Hampshire radio station, an ESPN affiliate.
I want to give him credit. At the beginning, he has a big disclaimer. He sets it up saying that, listen, I may work for ESPN. I may work for WEEI on the weekends, and I might be good friends with Gordon Eads. He's on our show once a week. He's even done special favors for me. This is what he said. And he sets it up that way. Just so you know where Sports Talk Matt is coming from. That is his Twitter handle.
Sports Talk Matt.
Sports Talk Matt.
So Sports Talk Matt is got some things to say. Good for him. He's going to throw it back in the face a little bit.
I like it. Right. Going up against
good
the system.
For him.
And this is the Lodge Farm League.
He says
go
he's
for
speaking
it.
For Eads, who can't speak for himself. So here is this guy. Let's hear what he has to say.
So this morning,
when I heard 98.5's morning show, Toucher and Rich, who are a bunch of sports yahoos. Very good at being yahoos, but they're yahoos.
Yeah. Bunch of yahoos over there. With the clowning around. This is sports. Take it more seriously, bunch of yahoos.
I'll be honest. That is some... Boy, people like Felger, don't they?
Yeah, this is a Felger impersonation.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, this is boy, people like Felger.
Yeah, Felger, who by the way thought the whole thing was very funny too. But this is the Felger impersonation. But nonetheless, good
shut
for
up,
this
Yahoo.
Guy.
Let the tape play.
Okay, I'm a Yahoo. I got to stop it every now and again.
Very good at being yahoos, but they're yahoos. All right, they do bits. They're really, really funny. All right, and sometimes you're stupid about it. And sometimes you wind up saying something really, really stupid because you're being stupid. The morning show sent one of the guys, Rich, whose last name I'm not even going to shirt leave, whatever you how you say it. Sent
all
him.
All right, stop. By the way, that is a very Lodge thing to say. It's the
Rotillo Rosillo.
Right.
Right. This guy's washing dishes at the Lodge. He's learning some things.
And by the way, at the end of this, he does talk about how, like, he, like, listens to us and he knows who I am. And he's told his friends, like, 1,000 times, like, well, you know, Rich, blah, blah. This is a gentleman who knows my name.
Right. But you're a Yahoo.
But yeah, but I'm just, you know, I'm just
you
a,
do bits.
Yahoos.
As opposed to most radio, which has to have no comedic bits. We do these little bits when you should be breaking down the blocking schemes.
Sent him to the Bobby Valentine pregame, not post, pregame press conference. He also tried to get into the locker room, but he couldn't do so because he didn't realize that when the Red Sox give you a press pass, only certain members of the media are allowed into the locker room. Beat writers. So when you're just, I don't know, a Yahoo, they don't let you in. Are you a media member? Sure. Media members can be Yahoos, but Yahoos aren't allowed to go into the clubhouse.
Yeah, you're not a beat writer, super cool Fonzie type.
So they never let any radio guys in the clubhouse at all.
Which, well, by the way, I think right. They have clubhouse access.
Certainly not
now,
the Yahoo ones.
Yeah, no.
Yahoos.
That's right.
So that's Rich's first mistake. Now, this isn't the post-game press conference. Yeah. This is the one before, where there's certain ways things are done. You Yahoo.
But he had a chance to go into the Bobby Valentine press conference. He describes it as a 20-second lull in which nobody is asking a question, which is really not that abnormal. If you've been to press conferences before, it's really not that crazy for the subject, whoever it might be, to sit down, and certain media members are going to either wait for a senior member to ask a question, or somebody says, hey, Bobby, what about tonight's starting pitcher? You know, what do you expect out of Lester tonight? Or, hey, Bobby, you know, the Yankees are in town. A bunch of New York media is here in the room with us. You know, what do you think?
So that's how Sports Talk Matt breaks it down. You start with a conversational piece, asking him how he's doing.
Hey, Bobby, listen, there's a bunch of New York media. Look at him here. What do you think?
What do you think of these guys, these jabronis from New York, huh? These guys are all Yankee fans.
What do you think?
Sports Talk Matt's been, this ain't his first dance. Sports Talk Matt knows all about the silence. The silence is there. It's not so crazy, Yahoo. Rich, you should have gone in there and really started off with, hey, there's all these New York media in here. What do you think? Hey, Bobby, what do you think? Sky pretty blue today, huh?
Let me hear that last question. Just roll it back just a second.
Sports Talk Matt.
Or, hey, Bobby, you know, the Yankees are in town. Bunch of New York media is here in the room with us. You know, what do you think? Unfortunately, Rich decides to ask a question that was posed to him by one of his listeners. Now, the question in itself is not a horrible question, but in the context of that place with New York media there and the fact that you're not exactly a guy that shows your face all that often and you're asking a question that you know is provocative, to steal a line from Bryce Harper, it's a clown question, bro.
Sports Talk Matt is a hipster.
Oh, my goodness.
Sports Talk Matt knows you don't start off the press conference.
Hitting it out of the park.
To steal a line from Bryce Harper, it's a clown question, bro.
It was a clown question. You should have asked him more about, hey, you're playing the Yankees today, huh?
Hey, Bobby, you know, the Yankees are in town. Bunch of New York media is here in the room with us. You know, what do you think?
See, Sports Talk Matt's been around the block a time or two. That's the kind of hard hitter you let. You tell him an obvious thing. You ask him a question about something obvious. So, Bob, you got a white shirt on today? Sports Talk Matt.
Sports Talk Matt.
You don't start off with some clown question, bro. Brosif. Sports Talk Matt. Coming at you. Laying down the rules.
Sports Talk Matt comes in. Oh, hey, Bobby, you know, the Yankees are in town. A bunch of New York media is here in the room with us. You know, what do you think?
That's at least the appropriate way to start things off, according to Sports Talk Matt. But Sports Talk Matt shows his face around there. You know?
It's stupid to ask that question in that spot. It doesn't make any sense. I bring this up because of what was said by Toucher and Rich when Bobby didn't take the bait. And it was not Rich, by the way, who went off. It was the other Yahoo.
Whoa!
No, oh,
now
no.
That's an attack. That's a personal attack.
Are you saying I couldn't stick up for myself? Oh, man.
Rich was in there with a napalm question of how do you think you're doing? It was, and then when Bobby didn't take the bait, we were left to look at each other and say what to do. What do we do, Sports Talk Matt?
Hey, call us, and I guess what? I'm going to ask Bobby Valentine a question. Like there's some sixth grade girl waiting for a boy to ask them to a dance. Gordon Eads has been covering baseball in this town, in this market, for 22 years. So while he was popping zits, Gordon Eads is covering the Red Sox.
Oh.
And you're going to call him a condescending what?
Prick.
I mean, you got to be off your rocker because Gordon Eads actually wrote something about what you did. I've worked in other parts of the country where I wasn't from there. Mm. And I've made big time mistakes because I pointed out things that I was ignorant to. And if there's one guy you don't go near in this market, in my opinion, it's Gordon Eads. Gordon Eads is above you. Gordon Eads has more class than you do. Yahoos.
This is in case you didn't know the rules.
Sports Talk Matt knows
the rules.
He was covering. He's had the same job since you were sperm. Sports Talk Matt bringing the heat. Good for Sports Talk Matt, baby. Sports Talk Matt's got it all figured out. He's going to give the audience a lesson, an entertaining lesson on how you handle these things.
Do not cross.
Don't be a Yahoo.
Do not be one of those
Yahoos.
Don't be a Yahoo.
When Gordon goes to the ballpark tonight, someone's going to ask him a question. Someone's going to go, Gordon. It might be the New York media because the New York media wrote about it. They're like, some idiot from Boston was asking Bobby Valentine, should he come back? Again, the question, I don't like the question. It's a fan question. It's what a fan would ask, and it's from a fan. But if you're going to ask it, one, you don't ask it first.
No. Okay? No. That's a sin. That's a sin. You don't ask that first.
How dare you wait through that 20 seconds of uncomfortable
silence? You ask him about playing the Yankees. Huh?
Right. What do you think? You got these guys here. What do
you make of these? What do you make of these suckers? Let me check the room for Yahoos. Let me get my Yahoo detector out.
It's just stupid. Let the thing warm up a little bit, all right? Take the girl to dinner first, okay?
Take the girl out for dinner first. So the idea is, Bobby, if he shows up to a press conference, take him out to dinner verbally.
Right, you know?
Maybe rub his shoulders.
Give him a reach
bit.
Around.
Maybe rub his shoulders. Let him know you love him. That's the way it's done in the Boston sports media.
Do a little feather dance.
What was that? Show a little leg. He goes, you don't ask that question first. You got to take the girl out to dinner first. In theory, this would be if he was dating. Right.
It's just stupid. Let the thing warm up a little bit, all right? Take the girl out to dinner first, okay? Then identify it as, Bobby, I host a radio show. I have a fan who asked a question of us to ask a question of you. Would it be all right if I ask you that question?
Get permission. If you're in the media in a tough town like Boston, always ask permission.
Hey, Bobby, mind if I ask you a question?
Here at this press conference? Would that be about, hey, is it cool with everyone? I'm just some Yahoo, but if I stand up here and ask a question to the Bobster, take him out to dinner first, okay. Bobby, you look nice. You got nice eyes.
Knowing that it's not from me, said media member. I'm not this stupid. I'm going to actually ask it because I'm a media member. I'm not a fan. I'm a media member here representing my audience, and my audience would like to know the answer to this question. Not out of the gate, and the Yankees are in town, and the full media of the Yankees and the Red Sox are together. There's a lot of people in that room. This is not a one-on-one interview. This is a lot of people are around, and you're asking him a question of, you suck. The fans think you suck. Why should you come back? Again, Gordon Eads wrote about you. Get this ticket and leave it alone.
I'd be thrilled if Gordon Eads wrote about me.
I'd be thrilled if Gordon Eads would write about me. I'm the man in back.
Again. Rich, I've been...
I'd be thrilled if Gordon Eads wrote about me.
By the way, somebody says I should go there and ask those exact questions word for word.
Well, then you wouldn't be such a yahoo, at least.
I should go in there and
save it for the one-on-one interview.
I should go in there and say,
hey, Bobby, you know, the Yankees are in town. Bunch of New York media is here in the room with us. You know, what do you think?
I think that everything is okay. I would like him. I'm living in the back.
I'd be thrilled if Gordon Eads wrote about me.
Oh, I'd be thrilled if I could have an apple.
Just take it and leave it alone.
I'd be thrilled if Gordon Eads wrote about me.
Just take it and leave it alone.
You
Seriously.
Can write about me any day you want.
Because you know what? If you want to compare hits on a website, go compare ESPN Boston traffic to CBS Sports traffic. And ESPN is the number one website in the world.
Yeah, it's bigger than Yahoo or Google or anything. Oh. At least with his Stratomatic pals.
Oh, Sports Talk Matt. I have to give him a lot of credit.
Hey,
the man had you brought the heat, you brought the thunder, and you know what? It came out with the timely references.
To steal a line from Bryce Harper, it's a clown question, bro.
Yeah, bro.
All right, so there you go. Sports Talk Matt. You can follow him on Twitter. And let's just say lesson learned.
Toucher and Rich.
And next time.
A bunch of sports yahoos.
As opposed to me, who's doing everything right.
I'd be thrilled if Gordon Eads wrote about me.
I'm doing it all right. The silences, the inane banter before we start talking.
Again,
all these
Gordon
things.
Eads wrote about you.
Yes, he did.
I never felt so special. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Don't attack Gordon Eads for anything, even if you feel you've been wronged. The man has been covering the team for a long time.
And it was not Rich, by the way, who went off. It was the other Yahoo.
So you're apparently supposed to slink off into the night? With
yes.
the tail tucked between
well,
your legs?
Is Sports that... Talk Matt has put his foot down, and that is very that's a minor league logic. That's a kid that's going to be doing some things around town.
Well, so maybe
he's got the right attitude.
Already is, Fred. Already is.
Expect the hard hitting questions. Maybe I should just transcribe them. And...
Hey, Bobby, you know the Yankees are in town. Bunch of New York media is here in the room with us. You know, what do you think?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Toucher.
Our only concern is your condition.
Rich.
Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Is there someone who is coordinating the plan for reopening the country?
Yes, that's a very good question. You know, it isn't a single person. As you know, the task force meets every single day, studies all the data that come in. There's also a group that's looking at what the best approach would be from the standpoint of the kinds of people that you'd want to get out there first, the people who are very necessary to the functioning of society. And we go over the data on a day-by-day basis, and we report it to the president and the vice president. That decision will be made at that level.
Are you comfortable with the date of May 1st?
The virus kind of decides whether or not it's going to be appropriate to open or not. What we're seeing right now are some favorable signs. It's looking like that in many cases, particularly in New York, we're starting to see a flattening and a turning around. I would want to see a clear indication that you are very, very clearly and strongly going in the right direction. Because the one thing you don't want to do is you don't want to get out there prematurely and then wind up your back in the same situation.
That was good.
Yo, yo. D, that's me, the king, the MC. Rhyme, get my on a T.O.P.
Rich, my favorite thing about our company email is not being able to click on the links.
Yeah, they got to stop that. That's every time I get an email, I click on it. It's like, sorry, you need to be signed into some weird Beasley thing. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I can tell you this. I've been sent this several times. B-B-B-B-B.
By the way, that clip right there, Dr. Fauci, I'll take any good news I can get right now. He sounded like, you know, he was, you know, the tone is changing a little bit.
I like that. We're feeling a little more positive.
Okay, let me put this. Dr. Anthony Fauci said Thursday it's likely the case that someone who gets infected once is immune. Health officials believe positive retests are more likely the result of errors in testing rather than reinfection. So this is from the words of your hero, Dr. Fauci.
Mm-hmm.
So
in that same interview, he also said, though, that there's not enough data yet. There hasn't been enough data to determine whether or not it's true. But you're right. I do like that he's saying that. I mean, that makes me feel better. He's a guy who knows everything there is to know about viruses, and that coming out of his mouth.
It has not mutated.
I mean, I know it's been dormant in some people.
617-779-0985. When was the last time you showered?
like the shower, the non-showering Olympics? Like, who's the non-shower hero?
Yeah, because I know there's people that have been wearing the same pants. Now, none of you are in your underwear.
No. I have to get dressed. And by the way, I mean, I wouldn't sit in my underwear anyway. I'm not one of those guys who walks around in my underwear around the house.
You don't? But
no.
What do you wear?
I just wear my clothes.
You don't get home and take off your pants?
Okay. If on days when Mary and the kids aren't here, yes. Like when I'm by myself, absolutely. It's like no pants Tuesday.
My kids have seen me naked just a phenomenal amount of times.
But no, when I have my family here, I don't walk around the house in my underwear.
Because, you know, my father would become very perturbed because you would hear him go down the stairs and I'd have to be, Dad, there's people here. And he'd go, God damn it. And then he would walk upstairs and have to put on underwear.
Well, my dad used to wander the halls at night like a ghost to adjust the thermostat in his underwear. Now, that was his big thing. And, like, the best thing about that is that I don't know if it was just the acoustics in our hall or the way that his body contorted, like, near his legs, but when he would scratch himself, it was louder than a dog barking. You could hear it all the way down the hall, this... He's like a human, like, scratch ticket, this guy. And he would just, and it was, we used to call him the scratch monster because you could hear it getting louder and louder as he wandered closer to the thermostat. And it would stop temporarily, and you hear the of him turning it, and then all of a sudden, hawk, 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 hawk.
We didn't have air conditioning, so we had an attic fan. So that pretty much took all the sound out of everything.
So but you're going on 4 days. You're going on 4 days of nothing
but...
I'm not
positive, Rich. I cannot put a number on it.
Okay.
I'm saying it is not above 4 days.
Okay, so
but
it's...
My wife has been encouraging me to shower.
Then that should tell you everything. That means that you smell
I don't smell. I put on deodorant and my balls don't smell.
A deodorant does not solve everything. That's only two parts on your body that takes care of the stink. The rest of it can still get all gross and musty.
Line one, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Fred, you got to shower every day. It's psychotic behavior not to. But really, the bigger issue I have with you is the way that you say the word interview.
Oh, Jesus. Get in line.
Interview.
Interview. 20 years.
Well, I've been listening to you for 20 years. Interview.
I appreciate that.
I love you, Freddie T. I love you, babe.
I know you do, but I mean, I get it all the time. I don't know if it's a Midwestern thing. I don't know if it's a Detroit thing.
Because you say interview. You say it with an E, right?
No, I don't say it with a T either. I go interview. Okay. So I say interview instead of
makes interview. You want to crawl out of my skin.
But why does that bother people so much? I also
say you're the tastemaker. That's why people are upset if you're not there. People are upset. Everything you do upsets people because they love you.
Touch her on Instagram. I'm an influencer. Influencer. You can see a video of my daughter, 9-year-old daughter, swearing that has made this one woman like incredibly upset at me. So I just think it's so funny. Like, what, you're really going to put that on the internet? Yep. I think it's funny. And I can do it.
So you walk around in your underwear, like with your
constantly
in front of your kids and stuff.
Oh Jesus, yeah.
Not that I have a problem with that, but it's just you. That's
no,
a normal thing.
I wouldn't imagine that you would have a problem with that. No. Naked. Rarely am I naked. I'm more likely to have a shirt on, however, than I am to have pants or underwear. And
so you walked around with just a shirt and no underwear?
I have.
Okay, see, that's... Now, that's weird. Walking around your kids with no underwear on, that's weird.
You
having underwear, that's...
No, but you have to understand, these are brief moments. Like, okay. they're not, like, I'm not, like, sitting on the couch.
Oh, okay, so you're not turning on, Family Guy.
I'm not, like, at my friend's... I told you the story about when I was at my friend's house, and his dad just was at the dinner table, naked, reading the paper.
Yeah,
and he was just like, what are you going to do?
Can you imagine if you found out that, like, there was a man, like, a naked... Your kid went over to the kid's house, and, the naked father was, like, sitting next to your son?
I can tell you the guy's names, too. But we went to one kid's house to see if he could play, and his dad had a Sergio Tacchini jacket on, gold chain, and no pants.
Oh, God.
And no underwear. Oh. And he's like, what's up, guys?
Oh.
So, yeah, there's 617-779-0985. Nudity was a lot more accepted in the 80s. No, I'm becoming my father in this way, is that I'll take a nap, and then my wife will inform me that when I'm coming down the stairs, she'll inform me that there is a child over that is not mine. So I will have to then put on shorts.
Mm.
So, like, that is... It is not acceptable in my home to be in underwear in front of other people.
Somebody
other
said,
than
Fred,
my family.
You're Freddy the Pooh. It's like Winnie the Pooh, just a shirt, no shorts.
Yeah.
Freddy the Pooh.
Yeah.
Freddy the Pooh.
I get my head stuck on my own ass. But I'm surprised we're not getting more calls. I would imagine that there are people that are...
people are showering, Fred. They are
showering.
Yes.
And then I would imagine that there is a lot of not showering.
Okay. When this wasn't going on, the quarantine,
yes.
You weren't a big shower person anyway, right?
That is correct.
Okay. So how many days, like, normally would you go between showers?
I would probably shower 4 days a week.
Okay. So that, yeah, like every other day.
Yeah. And then I would wash my hair 2 days a week.
Okay. See, that I think
Rod Stewart said that is the key to healthy hair, is to not wash it consistently.
I've heard women say that. That's actually something that if you have a decent amount of hair is, I believe, true. But the showering part every other day, it's not awful.
How often do you shower?
How often do I shower?
Yeah.
Every morning.
No. How long is your average shower?
Oh, it's, you know what, in the morning, 5 minutes. But there's times where, like, on the weekend, I'll take, like, a 10-minute shower. And that's just because I brain fart in the middle of it.
I don't know why I don't like it. I don't like showering. Like, I don't like it. It bothers me. I used to, when I had an effing bathtub, I used to take baths all the time. Every day, Rich.
Really? Really?
Because
a bath's a process. Like, that takes...
But then you can read, and it's relaxing. And then I had a sauna in that apartment, and then I would use the sauna every day.
Huh.
And I'd read. And now I don't even have a bathtub. I have no space. All I have is the cat crapping behind me. Devin, line one. Go ahead, baby.
Hey, guys. My mom used to walk around in her underwear all the time in the house, you know, in the kitchen, ironing her pants, and she had the biggest tattoo of a sun on her ass. That's just... I haven't seen her without her pants on in a long time, but the tattoo is just seared into my memory, like as if I was staring right into the sun, because it was just that memorable. But,
so, like, on her ass, meaning where? Like, on her butt cheek?
On her butt cheek, yeah.
And so
pretty cool
wearing...
tattoo, actually.
Yeah, I'm great. She was
greatest. Did you ever ask her the story behind it? Like,
Yeah, she was dating a guy. I'm sorry. So she was dating a guy, and they both went to get tattoos. I have no idea why it's a sun, and I have no idea why it's on her butt cheek, but it's there, and I used to see it all the time.
Did she
wear
a thong?
She had these underwear. It was almost like see-through or something. Very thin, and... I used to see it all the time. It's a really cool tattoo of a sun, but
it's on your mom.
Say,
So why
it's
now?
My
now
mom, yeah.
So she would just okay. So she would just that it was it only when she was ironing her pants, or was this a normal thing? Like, she'd walk around, you know, Winnie the Pooh style.
She was getting ready for work, so she was either ironing her pants or like making coffee or oatmeal or something. So she would do it a lot. I mean, enough that I can remember this tattoo very vividly.
Now, do you have any fetishes that have come from this? that have come from this behavior from your mother?
No, I think the only thing is I just want to get that same tattoo, not on my ass, but just somewhere on my body. It's a really cool tattoo. Oh, I just drove by a state cop on my cell phone. Maybe I should... Oh, shit.
Handheld, my friend. Hands-free. Hands-free.
Pete, I think that you share experience that most people do. Pete on line two. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, so growing up, before my father would take us to soccer on Saturday mornings, which he coached, he would sit at the kitchen table in his whitey tighties and eat peanut butter covered bagels and drink Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No one ever had a father that wore anything but tighty whities.
That's true. Stained in so much poo. My father's tighty whities. It was just disgusting. Like, I tell Stephanie about it, and she doesn't believe me. Just the amount of excrement that was on the tighty whities.
I just got a text from my mother, of all people. She said, my best friend's father used to walk around naked all the time. We never knew when he was going to appear. It was like a horror movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awful.
I was at someone's house, a guy that was a year younger than me, when I was probably in fifth grade, and his father was butt naked at the table with his legs crossed reading the newspaper.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, wow, your dad's naked. And he's like, yeah, it's his house. And I'm like, all right.
So he chiefs it, shows dominance. I'll let it hang where I want it to hang.
No, he's just like, you know, it's my house. Go screw. Like, you don't like it, get out of here. And I'm like, dude, I can't do shirts or skins in basketball practice. Like, we have debates if I'm allowed to do shirts and skins.
Yeah, that's a weird debate. I know, that's something that's everywhere now. Of idiotic. All the things that there's a lot of PC stuff that I kind of understand where people are coming from. I don't understand at all about that.
So if I go to a pool, these kids all have their shirts off. Like, wait, well, who's gaining pleasure from seeing a boy?
I think it's a fat shaming thing. I think it's there's Jesus. Kids who are overweight who don't want to take their shirts off. Good. If I have to figure out where it comes from,
it's a big mystery when the fat kid's in the pool with a shirt on. You're like, oh, wow. You're not fat. You have a shirt on.
Yeah.
It's a big mystery. Yep. You're better off just showing it instead of having it that cling to your body with your big nipples.
I think we got a break.
How did we get here?
Have you thought of anything dumber than a fat kid wearing a shirt in the pool?
If it's a white t-shirt, then it's just really working against them.
It doesn't matter what t-shirt it is. It clings to your body.
We're the sun guard.
I'm fat, and I'm hairy, and I get in the damn pool. Come on. All right, we have to break. All right, we'll be back with such a more compelling conversation.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
Just take that toilet paper off the shelf. I'll buy a dozen of them for myself. COVID-19 has us acting like dopes. I gotta buy all the gloves and soap. Don't try to go into a Walmart. You'll never even get your foot in the door.
Yo, man, I don't think they heard you. Won't you tell them what your name is?
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Say mercy.
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Take that. Feel the pain. Boots to asses.
98.5, the Sports Up, line one, Shane, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Steak and eggs. Happy Friday.
Hey.
Hey, just a casual observation over the last couple of weeks. Wallach's gotten very boisterous, very standing up for himself. But when you start talking about how many times you take a shower, if you do shower at all, he got very, very quiet. I just wanted to point that out.
Is that because of too many showers that you're taking? Like you're one of those guys?
I think that John has been less boisterous. In fact, I've been a little disappointed in how little he's been talking.
Really?
Yeah, okay. So that should make you feel good.
Well, hey, all I'm saying is I take showers just like Rich does. Honestly, I have to shower every single day. I don't take a second shower after I come back from the store like he does, but shower every morning. And I do take the pants off when I get home from work.
Thank you.
Yes.
I was talking about the post grocery store shopper or shower, you know, where you just like, oh, get all this stuff off me. Some guy tweeted us and said the post grocery shower is the least satisfying shower in the world. And I put absolutely. It feels like Jim Carrey, the one he took at Ace Ventura. You're like, yeah. No,
yes,
no. It's like, and there's a guy from Kingpin, UPS.
Well, it's in Kingpin when he's just throwing up into the toilet after with the lady.
Yeah, that's a little different. But, this UPS driver said, that's exactly, he goes, my pants are halfway off as I walk in the door coming home from work from delivering packages all day so I can get right into the shower. It's like,
Yeah.
I mean,
the UPS drivers have gloves and masks on.
Which is great. Like, I like that.
Well, it's freaky.
Well, it's not freaky. It's
No. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying it's freaky. Like, it looks freaky.
Oh, the whole world's freaky, man. Here's what's the freakiest. And listen, I've been all about masks and stuff, and maybe even too much so, and keeping my boxes downstairs for 2 days before I open them and all that.
Yeah.
But the one thing that I do think is a little extreme is when you see people walking around the neighborhood, just like walking around, you know, walking their dog, and they've got the masks.
Well, because that makes me think that they have it.
Well, nobody knows if they have it. So I don't think it's not a bad thing, but it's almost kind of like you're not going to be around people. Like, you can avoid people if you're walking your dog.
Exactly.
So you don't need I don't think you need that.
No, you don't. You
absolutely don't.
When
you're going to the grocery store, totally. Yep.
Yes.
You know what?
That I understand, and that is what they have recommended, and I understand that. Now, I don't do it, but I understand it. I don't have anything to put on my face. They have this thing with Gupta on CNN, which I don't trust anymore. I hate the news now. I think it's over and sensationalized. I can't stand it. My dad finally likes me again. And so, but he's like, here's how you make a thing out of like a bandana. And I'm like, who the hell has a bandana?
Me. Anyone who's got a dog. That came home from the pet watching place.
Well, right. I told you that the fluff wears very elaborate ascots, but they don't fit my face.
Have you seen this dude? I posted a picture, Fred.
Yes, I did see it. I saw it. Yeah.
Awesome. There's this dude who's like a long hair, looks like a biker guy, and he totally figured out the best way to enforce social distancing. It's got him at what looks like a Lowe's or a Home Depot, and he's got his shopping cart waiting in line, and he's taken those big foam tubes, you know, the pool tubes?
The noodles.
Yeah, the noodles. And he has embedded them in his hair, so almost like a helicopter all around his head, there's pool noodles sticking out from the top of his head to keep people within 6 feet.
Well, he's also on oxygen. So I would imagine that's not the best thing to do is to go out to Lowell's. But
somebody help this poor guy out. He's on oxygen. He's having to resort to having pool tubes in his head, noodles, in order to keep people away from him.
Is that someone you think you're going to sidle up to?
like,
if I see that guy with the oxygen and the long gray beard, I don't think I'm going to like start rubbing up against him.
Hey, Rich.
I think I'm keeping my distance at that point.
Yes, Rich, who is the quarterback that Gruden used to hit with pool noodles?
He did it with a couple guys. He did it with one just recently in this draft. So it was probably like Kyler Murray or somebody like that. Just recently, like, go get those noodles. Where's those noodles over here?
Yeah. He takes the pool noodles and he hits them with them, as if that is any kind of thing that you would experience on the football field. Is that a 350-pound...
Keep two hands on the ball.
That's right.
See how he carried the ball at North Dakota State? He came into my Gruden's QB camp, and I said, you got to keep two hands on the ball. So we came up with a drill to get him to keep two hands on the ball. Here we are right here at Gruden's QB camp. We're working with Wentz. You take these noodles and you get him to keep two hands on the ball in the pocket. See, that's
right. He was just whacking it with noodles. That's right.
Yeah. It's the same as a 350-pound defensive tackle coming and trying to rip the ball out of your hands. Right. It's some idiot with a noodle hitting you. I think I've been hit with pool noodles 100,000 times in my life. And I can tell you they have taught me nothing.
Not once did I wince. Like, you barely even, like, get...
No, my kids... when we're in Tennessee, my kids hit me... My son hits me with things 100 times a day. So, I mean... And now my daughter is into hitting me with things. Line one, Steve. Let's go. Let's just take calls. Steve, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, man?
Remember a few nights ago, the weather was nice. I live on a dead-end road in Arlington, and it's a wide road. There's like 50 feet between the road and the houses. So we're walking. We would walk up and down on the side of the road. There's nobody there. Every time we get in front of this old lady's house, she would open the door and yell, "You're trying to kill me," and slam the door.
Yeah.
Did it about like 10 times.
Yeah.
My son, who's 4 years old, looked at me like, "Are we trying to kill her?" I don't know what to say. I was like, "Yeah, sure. We're trying to kill her."
Yeah, I have a neighbor who every time my kids are out in the road, informs them that a child was run over by a car in that very area. So, yes, there are people that love looking. There are people, and it's a very Bostonian thing. There are people that love looking out of the window and telling you about impending doom. That is a uniquely New Englandly thing to do. is that you don't go to like Detroit or the suburbs of Detroit, and I can tell you no stories of people telling me about the doom that is about to befall upon me. But in Boston, there's nothing old people like more than looking out the window and telling your children how they're going
to
die.
How about the woman opening the door to say, "You're going to kill me"? Like, if you truly want to stay away from their spit particles, keep the damn door closed.
Yeah, you're inside. Like, what the hell do you want out of me? By the way, you're allowed outside. Like, you can be outside.
Yes. Matter of fact, people need to do that.
Yes, or they're going to commit suicide.
Well,
I'm being dead serious. There's a big mental factor to this. You should go outside. You should.
Yes. Just
the message is stupid. Stay away from people, whatever. But the Julian Edelman stupid thing. Don't stay inside. No, don't stay inside.
Nope.
You're gonna go crazy. Your family's gonna go insane. Go outside. Mm-hmm. But when I say outside, I mean outside, out in the air. Not, you know, don't go to like the pharmacy and spend 2 hours in there. But go outside. This whole "don't go outside" thing is driving me. You know what it's driving me, Rich?
What's driving you?
Bananas.
Are you going batty?
There's a guy chasing me with a net outside every time I go out.
Is it trying?
It's loony.
It's trying to get me in the loony bin. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.